views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief with Angie Corbett-Kuyper on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Grief Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It is possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It is your life. It is your choice. Now, here's your host.
Hi, my beautiful listeners, to another episode. Thank you for joining me, Beyond Grief. And today, I had so much fun, you guys, putting this together for you all. Just a collection of things that not only have I read, but that I have applied in my own life. And I'm hoping through this episode that it just challenges each of you, if you're looking for different, if you're looking for something that maybe hasn't been working for you, and just to kind of shed some light on this whole right brain, left brain, conscious, subconscious dichotomy a little bit. And so I start by asking each of you, what side of your brain do you utilize more? And It's very interesting. My late husband and I would sip wine and take IQ tests online through Brain Metrics. So, and it's very interesting because the IQ test is looking at six different areas of spatial reasoning, abstract thinking, visualization, as well as analytical thinking. So most of us, now we all have two sides of our brain, our right brain and our left brain. And my question to you, where do you spend your time? Because it has been my experience. And when I go through some of the definitions of left brain and right brain to give you all just different ideas, that maybe we can start seeing if we can live in both hemispheres and we can balance that, it makes us more balanced. And what I have found is through imagination, through utilizing my right creative right brain, it allows me to travel beyond the five physical senses, things that we can only see, hear, touch, feel, smell, blah, blah. Where the left side of our brains provides the structure and helps keep us organized, yet can potentially keep us stuck in self-limiting beliefs as well, which prevents us from growing, healing, and living life to the fullest. So in this episode, you guys, I have books, I have got papers, I have got my own stories, I've got music for you. And so as we delve into this, sit back, open your mind, and I'm hoping that you will all see the differences and how beautiful they both are, but how important it is to reside in a world kind of of imagination as well as analytical. And our left brain is able to explain, right? While the right brain defies any and of all explanation. And this is where I wondered, is it possible to gain access to this part of our brain without having to endure a tragedy, a near-death experience, or significant loss? Our minds are limitless. The possibilities are limitless. We ourselves are the only things that limit ourselves from true happiness. And I do believe it all stems from right brain and left brain, and maybe favoring one over the other. So here we go, guys. I am the left brain. Hello there. I am a scientist. I am a mathematician. I love the familiar. I categorize. I am accurate. I am linear. I'm analytical, strategic, practical, always in control. A master of words and language, realistic. I calculate equations and play with numbers. I am order. I am logic. I know exactly who I am. Hello, I am your right brain. I am the creativity. I am the free spirit. I am passion, yearning, sensuality. I am the sound of roaring laughter. I am taste. I am the feeling of sand beneath bare feet. I am movement, vivid colors. I am the urge to paint on an empty canvas. I am boundless imagination, art, poetry. I sense, I feel. I am everything I wanted to be. There is a synopsis of both the right brain and the left brain. And some of what I'm going to present during this episode will be based in fact. However, like everything I do, you guys, it comes from a place of experientialism, meaning when I have experienced for myself and have found what has worked, and also what maybe not has worked so much as well, I want to share that with you. And like I always say as well, I'm not here to convince you. I am not here to persuade you. I am only sharing from my own thoughts and experiences. And I feel if they have worked for me, they may just open a door for another who might be seeking something different. And so you may ask, why did I choose to speak on this subject? Do you know why? Because it's fascinating. And there's so much debate. Is it right brain? Is it left brain? Is it analytical? Is it creativity? Is it conscious? Does brain create consciousness? And because I am a seeker, I have my thoughts, and that's what I want to share with you guys. Now, it takes both sides of our brains, obviously, to live in this world, or there would be pure chaos. However, when I lost significantly, I wanted to gain a better understanding of the other side. Something, you guys, okay, here we go with the right brain, and some would say woo-woo. It is the feeling, and it is truly my belief, that our left brains are thinkers and our right brains are feelers. I couldn't think my way out of death. I couldn't think my way out of grief or pain, but I could feel my way out of both. And what I've noticed is, who needs drugs, you guys, when life presents us this beautiful, amazing imagination and pureness and excitement and art and poetry, and yet we also have deep pain. But how are we to experience the joy of living and life when we don't experience the depths of pain? And most of us, and I've shared this on a few other episodes, and that is, when we mask pain, we are unable to reach the heights of joy. Because we're so, and there's a dichotomy there. And so, thinking of the right brain and left brain, and putting death in more of a favorable light, I was able to find a positive way. And it starts with imagination. And so when I opened up my mind to utilizing what scientists back in the 1900s called the right brain, they called the right brain minor, and the left brain categorized as quote unquote leading. And this I took from the book written by Springer and Dausch, which is called, or Deutsch, however you want to pronounce it, is Left Brain, Right Brain. It was copyrighted, you guys, in 1947. So their premise, these authors, the premise of their research was more based on split brain research and their evidence supporting that after surgical division of both hemispheres, learning and memory can continue separately in the left brain and the right brain. And we've got about two more minutes until break, so I don't want to get into anything real deep yet. But I will share with you guys a little bit regarding their two brains, the two cognitive styles of their brains. And what they have said is we have seen evidence that after surgical division of the two hemispheres, learning and memory, which I just read, can continue separately in the left brain and right brain. It's able to perceive, sense, and perhaps even conceptualize independently of the other. But you guys, what I want to focus on, not so much splitting the brains, but looking at both of them and appreciating both. And so what I just read to you guys, the left brain, right brain, back in 1947, they also took the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere and categorized left hemisphere being verbal, sequential, temporal, digital, logic, analytical, and rational. And when we come back, I'll read you guys the right hemisphere. And thank you guys so much. If you want to learn more about what I'm doing, please go to AngieCorbettKuypert.com. Kind of a long word, Angie Corbett, C-O-R-B-E-T-T, Kuyper, K-U-I-P-E-R.com, where I'm continually to add more to my thoughts and my feelings and what I'm learning. So please join me and we'll be right back.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, Fly High and Live Adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E-learners.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Welcome back. Okay, we are delving into the right brain, left brain, and how exciting. So before we left for break last, we were talking about the left hemisphere, as was from the Left Brain, Right Brain book that was written in 1947. So we went over the left hemisphere real quick, the verbal, sequential, temporal, digital, logical, analytical, rational. And what the authors ascertain in this left hemisphere is more associated with Western thought. That's us guys, Western. The right hemisphere, which is nonverbal, visuospatial, simultaneous, spatial, analogic, gestalt, synthetic, intuitive. Guess what that is? Eastern. That's not us. And what is so interesting that I find is that, and I've heard this from my acupuncturist, from philosophers, from people I've had on the radio show, we talk about how death, in death and grief, Eastern philosophy or Eastern cultures are able to move beyond grief and move beyond to a place of pure joy. And yet we, living in Western culture, only believe what we can see. Therefore limiting, and why maybe you guys have heard it, the saying that we only use 10% of our brain. Well, scientific research out there is showing we use less than 1%. So maybe you analytical thinkers out there, maybe start visiting the right brain. And maybe right brain, very creative. I can't say move over to analytical thinking so much because I think with analytical thought that it keeps our earth, our humanness in balance. I mean, it makes us on time for appointments, where we go, how to drive, all of the things that I discussed with left brain, right brain. Albert Einstein has a quote that I absolutely love, and he talks about matter, concerning matter. We have been all wrong. What we have called matter is energy whose vibration has been so lowered lowered as too perceptible to be perceptible to the senses. You guys, that means that with our brains, by not being imaginative and creative, that we are lowering our ability to other, to amazing. And just like with our bodies, our muscles, when we quit using our muscles, you guys, they tend to atrophy and they tend to die. Do you remember when we were children, we'd dress up, we'd play in sandboxes, we were dreamers, We wanted to be ballerinas and firemen. We played in the mud. We jumped in rain puddles. And then what happened? We were told to grow up. Act your age. And how many, and especially as I'm delving into Beyond Grief and Beyond, I'm finding that people who have had near-death experiences, or those that are in mediumship roles, those that have the ability to talk to the dead, and our left brain says, oh, that is whack. That is so woo-woo. And yet, we have the same ability. And it's moving from that analytical, judgmental left brain to a right brain of being open and willingness to keep an open mind about everything. And so we leave that little child behind. We forget the child within us and we grow up. And you guys, it is that child within us who is starving to be reborn, to be awakened. And it is in that right brain of nonlinear and boundless imagination of art and poetry. And we've allowed our right brains to wither and die. You guys, look at our school system. Art, music, theater, song. Anything that allows us to work that right brain muscle has been taken away from us. And so we're only focused on the left brains, and our left brain critical thinking or left brain analytical thinking is rewarded. And right now, and this was taken from CNN, and it's about adult coloring books. And Kelly Fitzpatrick wrote in Daily Burn last year that coloring has therapeutic potential to reduce anxiety, create focus, or bring about more mindfulness. And what happens, you guys, in our daily lives of busy and rushing and paying bills to do this and buy this appointment, and I have to be here, and I have to remember to get this, and I have to remember to do this, and I have to remember to please this person and do what happens? What is the last thing that we do? We don't take care of ourselves. We take care of everything else. And so right now, and this was last year, like I said, but I'm seeing more and more, so I think this still holds true, is that coloring books aren't just for kids anymore. And some of the health benefits of coloring books is anxiety levels have dropped. It has the potential to reduce anxiety just by coloring in those round frames with geometric patterns. It allows us to switch off our brains from thoughts and focus on only the moment. And what have I said before, you guys? Only in present moment awareness do our loved ones speak. Yet we are so busy chasing after these dreams and which we don't even dream. We're chasing after money. We're chasing after success. We're chasing after worldly, materialistic things. That if we open up our world to both right brain and left brain thinking or feeling, it opens up this whole new way of existence. And so when I started doing the research for this talk today, I'm reminded of Gene Wilder's song in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And it goes, and you guys bear with me because I can't play it. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. There is no life I know To compare with pure imagination, living there you'll be free. If you truly wish to be. And what this song, you guys, and some of the other lyrics, come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. And what we'll see will defy explanation. What we'll see will defy explanation. And isn't that what happens when we talk to mediums? We think they're woo-woo. Because we can't see it. Our left brain has this inert need that the only thing that is real is what we can see. And you guys, we limit ourselves from true healing when we buy into that everything we see is all there is. And so when I did more research into this, because I'm like, okay, so how can somebody come up with this amazing Willy Wonka story, this imagination? Because what I have found is it has taken significant loss and significant trauma for me to open up my mind to the beauty of pure imagination and what ifs. And so, of course, I started looking into Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. First, it is the power of pure imagination. His world is filled with miraculous things like chocolate rivers and miracles all around. I mean, come on, you guys, who can eat who can eat and drink out of a little flower that's a cup that's candy? Who can float down a chocolate river? Really? But you know who created this? Walt Disney, and he used it to call Imagineering. And what is Imagineering? It combines imagination with engineering, and it's the implementation of creative ideas in practical form. What is that, you guys? Right brain, left brain, it's taking our imaginations, believing so much in it, that we're able to propel it and to manifest it into reality. How many of us imagine anymore? We come from a place of lack. And in order to create miraculous, we have to have faith that we are worthy of miraculous. And most of us only desire from a present moment awareness of lack. And when we come back, you guys, we'll talk about putting energy into and creating from that right brain, creating and then manifesting using our left brain to make it fruition and make it possible. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. Okay, before we left for break, I had this thought and I'd written it down. I scribbled it down and I want to go over and start it over again because I got halfway through before break. And that is, our right brains are able to create the miracles. The left brain is able to take those miracles and create or manifest the reality. What I've noticed, and I'm living proof of this, and the more you guys learn about me, hear about me, come to my lectures, hear, read my blogs, that in order to create miraculous, we have to have faith that we are worthy of miraculous. But most of us only desire from a present moment awareness of lack. And what we focus on expands. So my question to you is, what are you focusing on? Are you focusing that you only have $5 in your bank account right now? Focus on abundance. Even though you do not have that abundance, you cannot create anything that you don't believe first. When we are poor, we attract poorness. And we attract poor in thought, in body, in mind, in spirit, and everything around us is fear and concern. And then most, I have found, get angry when prayers are not answered. Well, I prayed to God, and I still don't have money. God isn't going to come down, you guys, and swoop down and give you money that you need to pay bills. You are asking from a place of lack. And I'm loving this author, and I've read him for so many years. Thank you to Ray Mazzone, my acupuncturist, who first introduced me. I set it down for about 5 years and then picked it up again. His name is Neville Goddard, and he is a great American mystic that was born in 1905. And he wrote the book, which David Allen, I'm so proud, has taken all 10 of Neville Goddard's books and created what is called the Reader. And this is what he said. And I'm going to read it verbatim on page 46. We must move mentally from thinking of the end to thinking from the end. This reason could never do. By its nature, it is restricted to the evidence of the senses. But imagination, having no such limitation, can. Desire exists to be gratified in the activity of imagination. Through imagination, man escapes from the limitation of the senses and the bondage of reason. Through continuous imagination, his assumptions will harden into fact. Thinking from the end is the only living. How to foster it in every activity of man, how to reveal it as the plenitude of life and not the compensation of the disappointment that is the problem. So you guys, feel yourself abundant. Feel yourself healthy and act like it from your soul. And your left brain is going to try and convince you that it's wrong. We know you're poor. We know you only have $5 in your checking account, so you're stupid if you think that you're going to make money. The rest will take care of itself, you guys. You continue to do your work, but follow the work. Follow what gives you passion. And when you come from a place of abundance and you come from a place of gratitude, life manifests. And so going back to the Willy Wonka, the imagination, okay, not only did he, and this was with Charlie, and if you guys haven't heard, I don't have time to go into what the whole movie is about, but it's the power of pure imagination making something come real, but also we can see the power of putting energy into what we want. Most of us put energy into what we don't want. We say we don't want something. Well, that's putting energy, continuing to expand on what you don't want. So Charlie, poor Charlie, he's determined to get this golden ticket. He knew that he could get that golden ticket, even though he was poor. He believed it. He thought it, he thought it, he thought it, and it became real. And so if you guys, I mean, look at it from this new perspective, it's very different. And it's very interesting too, as I was doing this research, I was, I wanted to learn more about Raoul Dahl, who was the author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, because I thought, who could come up with something so imaginative? What happened to him? What happened to him was that he experienced two major tragic events. You guys, in 1960, his infant son was in a car accident and sustained massive head injuries. He put Charlie and the Chocolate Factory on hold. And you know what he did? He concentrated on creating a valve that would alleviate fluid buildup in his son's brain. Look at the magnificence that can happen through tragedy. But do we have to wait until tragedy or a 2x4 hits us upside the head? I call it the frying pan upside the head. Unfortunately for me too, it took 2 suicides to finally find the path that I absolutely love, using my photography. I love journalism, but was told graduating college, journalism wouldn't make money. So you know what I did? I listened to the naysayers. I listened to those instead of what I wanted to do. And here I am 53 years now, speaking and journaling and blogging and authoring and talking to audiences, sharing my experiences. We all come back. And so getting back, so as Raoul was working on this valve, 2 years later, his 7-year-old daughter developed encephalitis and she died. But he kept going and he kept following. And you guys, and it wasn't just that created this magnificence. But I can tell you that when tragic, have you open your mind? And that's why I question those. And I can't wait, because Dr. Raymond Moody is my guest. I believe it's November 7th. I think it is November 7th. And we are going to be talking about all of the different near-death experience patients that he has talked to and their experiences. And what is interesting, it has changed their lives. I am seeing people who have created from the depths of pain, but I've also seen those who have shriveled up and died in the depths of pain. And so my question to you, you guys, is what side of our brains are we favoring right now? The worldly, materialistic? Or are you willing to open up and find out what your true desire is and find out what you've been called on this path to do? And so, and I'm going to go back to the Left Brain, Right Brain book, 1947 book, and the dichotomies also of left brain, right brain, split and whole brain studies that have led to a new conception of the human knowledge, consciousness, and intelligence. You guys, all knowledge cannot be expressed in words. Yet our education is based almost exclusively in written words or spoken forms. But what about the artist and the dancer and the mystic? They've learned to develop the nonverbal portion of intelligence. But you guys, we've been taught from 1,500 years ago in a little book to eat from the tree of knowledge is wrong. And I challenge that. Why do you think it would be wrong? Because every step of the way, whether you want to call it into whole brain functioning or whether you want to call it into consciousness, it's an awareness of who you are and why you have come. To me, knowledge is power. It has led me down this path of pure joy. But human, in our humanness, our news, our newspapers, our world that is created in only analytical and what we can see tries to force us into believe that we are living in a world of pure hatred and evil. And I'm asking you, where do you choose to put your focus? Turn off the TV. Going back to the child within us, we have kept guarded for so long. We're proud when we say we're doctors and lawyers and architects and engineers, but we've looked down at those musicians and artists who bring vibrant and magical color to our lives. You're looking out there, analytical thinkers, for something that is not out there. Feeling is inside. We are not separate from God. And there is opposites of everything. And when I come back, I'll share the opposites of everything and then share with you something that I wrote over a year ago. And I put it in a voice recording and we'll listen to that as we close the next segment. Thanks, you guys. We'll be right back.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Welcome back to the final segment, my beautiful listeners. I was going to play something that I had worked on last year, and it was left brain, right brain, the dichotomy. And I think what I'll do is I'll just post it up on YouTube for you guys. And it's just audio, but it goes into my thoughts on how religion has kept us from being who we really are, and not allowing us to use the freedom of knowing who we are. There is no money in love and kindness. There is money in fear. And during break, I was talking to Rob, and I'm so grateful because we got in the conversation of, you know, trying to move ourselves away from the television screen, you know, the television that we used to call it the idiot box. And I want to preface, you guys, I still love to watch my, you know, Channel 66 Hallmark movies, love stories. I love to still watch Frasier till the middle of the night. So maybe to challenge each of you, if you are living in a state of fear, turn off the news. Find something that is fun and enjoyable if you have to watch television. But to listen to the news, to me, it just was a constant putting my attention to all the bad in the world and everything that was happening so horribly. When I did that, I started noticing that my outer world had shifted. So not only was I afraid not to go out to my car because we're living in a city where it's the number one city for carjackings and car thieves. If you keep hearing that and you keep hearing that on the news over and over and over and over again, everywhere you look, all of a sudden you become paranoid. You guys, start coming from a place of joy and your world will mirror what you feel on the inside. I am living proof. And so going back to the left brain and right brain and the child within us. When we are born, you guys, we don't speak. We've allowed everybody to make decisions for us. When we were hungry, they knew better than we did when we needed to be changed. But now what's holding us back? And so before we left on the last break as well, I was going to talk to you guys about opposites. And everything in this human existence has a polar opposite when you think about it. just like our brains, right brain, left brain, unconscious, conscious. There's right, wrong, good, bad, up, down, left, right, God, devil, smart, dumb, white, black, wet, dry, North Pole, South Pole, East, West, stop, go, happy, sad, life, death, rich, poor, rain, shine, night, day, sun, moon, sky, earth, young, old, clean, dirty, employed, unemployed, sick, healthy, right heart, left heart, sight, blind, love, hate, right brain, left brain, asleep, awake. You guys, are you getting it? Opposites of everything. And the reason that Eastern cultures do so much better with pain is they accept it as a part of life and not separate. You guys, you've heard this. How can you appreciate the rainbow? You wouldn't have it if you didn't appreciate the rain. Appreciate. And I think what happens as humans, we get stuck and we judge the bad, the good, the right, the wrong. And we, in that doing so, we judge everyone and everything. But you know what we're judging? Are based on our own perceptions. Because what I see is going to be very different from what someone else sees. And that's where I use the word discernment. Our logical minds do not imagine. Our left brains think while our right brains feel. It amazes me, you guys, the scientists who've had these near-death experiences and say they saw God or they experienced an amazing journey. Could it be that they finally accessed their right brain? Because when you think about it, God, love, kindness are very abstract. I've had people tell me, I don't know why I love sex. I don't know why I have to have more and more and more and more. You know why? Because we're searching for something that isn't out there. It's here. But we've limited our beliefs and we've been told by not only society, but we've been told by, well, society, including teachers, parents. We've been taught by everyone except us. When are we going to start trusting that we know what is good for us? And in meditation, that's another thing. How many of you are afraid to meditate because you have been told that it's wrong? Why do you think you've been told that it is wrong? Because there's no control if you start learning who you are and you become the shepherd and no longer the sheep. In meditation, we shut off our left sides of our brain. And it's in our right brains where miracles occur. You see a lot of publishing companies now who are talking about writing from the right side. That's where spirit comes from. That's where your true essence comes from. In fact, I'm having Tom Bird on my program coming up, who is it's the Tom Bird writing method. He walks around that room, you guys, and he makes sure that there is 500 words in every 15 minutes. And if you are not at 500 words, you are allowing your left brain to sabotage your work. How many of you have dreams, but your left brain tells you, oh, that doesn't make money. You'll never be successful at that. That is where you need your faith. And that is where true life begins, is when you start opening your mind to everything. You guys, my teachers have come in the forms of shamans. They have come in the form of acupuncture. They have come in the form of philosophers. They have come in the form of atheists. from mediums, from psychics. It's discernment, and that's where our left brain to be discerning and who to trust. But keep your mind open for any one of those signs, because they're the path to healing. And you guys, we'll do a lot more. We'll have a lot more conversations on this as well. I appreciate you listening. I will post my left brain, right brain, the dichotomy up on YouTube if you want to hear more. And thank you guys, and visit me at AngieCorbettKuiper.com. And until next week, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful life. Be creative, go jump in mud puddles, and laugh. Enjoy life. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief with Angie Corbett Kuiper. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com. That's AngieCorbettKuiper.com. See you next time.